Electronic Walkabout. No one should have to walk through life alone. We share the good times, the bad times, and the best times. Everyone needs a little direction now and again, and TC and Mad Dog are here to show you the way. A podcast where we talk about the important things in life. Come journey with us. The Electronic Walkabout.
Well, we hope you're all having a good day and welcome to another episode of Electronic Walkabout. This is the first time we touch on a topic that is more than a little controversial. During the pandemic, we had no choice but to work from home. For some, when the pandemic was over, transition back to the office was far from appealing. Recently, the government has dictated employees will now have to spend 3 days in the office. We explore the pros and cons about working from home.
How are you today, Mad Dog?
I'm doing very well, TC. How are you, my friend?
Not too bad at all. I understand that you just had, I'll call it a grueling commute to make it to the studio today.
That highway is a thing, and when it's good, it's good. When it's not, it's horrendous. That's like any major metropolis. Not that we're in one, but we lead up to one. So
I'm just going to, if our listeners get into that situation where they're stuck in that grueling commute, may I make a suggestion and flip on a podcast?
That's a fantastic idea. We might know one or two that would be worthwhile listening to.
Perhaps. Before we get into our topic, as always, a good news story. I just want to share with the listeners, on the weekend, of course, my son and I, we teach U8 Flag, but we happened to have the privilege of playing a team. And on this team, there were two young players, autism. And at first, we didn't know what was going on, but that soon as we realized what was going on, I'll tell you right, I had nothing but respect for that coach, because that's a challenge unto itself. So nothing but kudos to that coach to taking that step and letting those kids.
Oh, absolutely. It takes patience, but these kids, you know, deserve a chance, and they're players just like every other kid that's out there. So yeah, kudos to the coach.
Gotta love that. Working from home. Now, I will tell you this. I've got to ask you, but when I was doing the old job, I worked from home all the time. Mm-hmm. But when I worked from home, I still had the focus, I had the drive, and quite frankly, a lot of the stuff I was doing, I had to make sure that I was producing. There was people counting on me. There's no question about it. Now the pandemic comes along, and people are going, hey, it's kind of nice working from home. And I see nothing but challenges from a management perspective, possibly a productivity perspective. And now these workers are being told that they have to go back to the office for 3 days out of the week. Mm-hmm. And prior to the pandemic, that was just the norm.
Yeah, exactly. That was a far-fetched fantasy to think that you could work at home after time
pre pandemic. And for the people that are saying, hey, no, I don't want to go back to the office, I don't feel comfortable doing that, where's the apprehension? What's your thoughts on that?
You know, it's, I think, that whole period of time, there was a lot of, I wouldn't call it fear-mongering per se, but there's a lot of stuff out there that made people nervous and scared. And, you know, it really changed the way people did things. And so the world adjusted, people were able to work from home. There was a comfortability with that. And I think everybody found that, right? But to go back, I don't know, you know, you just look in general, the people, there's, I would say, 1-2% of the population that I can see wearing masks. So it's, you know, I just think it's people's, you know, apprehension, or that they just got so comfortable in working in that environment, they don't want to go back to an office setting.
And I tend to agree with you. And we were kind of talking about it before we flipped the mic on, and I've, you know, gave you some examples of where you look at the teams that are no longer in that productivity mode. But they're actually living a lifestyle rather than going to work.
Well, that's it. Because you can do a lot of things from home while you're quote unquote working.
Yeah, you can.
There's chores, there's running around, the kids, all that sort of stuff. And you know, if you get used to that and you're unable to do that, sure, why would you want to change? Because you have lots of flexibility.
And there's got to be, obviously, a lot of trust then to allow those individuals to work from home. But if I were a manager, I'm not quite sure how I would manage. And when I say manage, we're talking about from a whole bunch of different perspectives. Okay, if I say just making sure you get the job done, number one, but that's never my goal. My goal is, how do I develop an individual? If they need help or training, how do I facilitate that? Because at the end of the day, if you do that well, you've got an employee that will keep on working for you.
Yeah.
And you've got an employee that's being productive.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you train people up, you invest the time in them, because everybody has a measurable or a metric that they have to work towards. So you know, you invest your time and energy in people, and you know that they have to achieve these things. You know, in my career in sales, that human interaction piece, when you're good at it, it can make or break the difference between a sale. And that gets lost in, you know, virtual Teams meetings or, you know, Skype calls and phone calls. That face-to-face is an impact when it comes to sales. So, yeah, definitely it was not something that I preferred by any stretch.
Well, and probably not a fair question, but how much do you think that, not your productivity, how much did it affect your output, what you would normally accomplish if you were doing the face-to-face?
Yeah, well, then that therein lies in, you know, your scheduled times, because you have to leave the house to go to a, you know, a sales appointment, and let's call that 2 or 3 hours round trip or whatever the case may be. So if you can, you know, bang that off in 15 minutes via a Zoom call, well, what are you going to do with the rest of the 2.5 hours? And I think that's where a lot of the loosey-goosiness comes into play with not having that rigid dedicated to the work. It's to your point, they're getting more used to the working for work and not for their own personal gain.
There are so many times that you'd hear people that truly want to get good at what they're doing, and they call it their craft. And in order to do that involves, I'll say, a lot of focus, a lot of mentorship. And there's so many dynamics that come into that. So are we moving to a world that's basically going to be a lifestyle where, and I like to call it life-work balance anyhow, because life is more important, but literally in this case, life seems to be the priority and work is taking a backseat, but let's not kid ourselves. We work to support ourselves.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's you hope that, and you know, it was a pretty monumental thing that happened. It wasn't like a regional or, it was a global stop. So yeah, sure, there's going to be some time, but you'd like to think that it eventually will come back to somewhat of a regular norm when it comes to that workplace and the amount of time needed that should be invested there.
I'm going to ask you this, and I'll talk about my experience as well. But if I'm managing people, and I've got a team that I'm managing, I'm spending a lot of my time with, I'll just say, the more challenging employees. Mm-hmm. The self-starters mm-hmm. are not even an issue.
Yeah.
So how do you deal with those people that aren't the self-starters, that need that, I'll say, extra guidance? And now they've been literally been given the, you know, the keys to the bus to drive from home, right?
Yeah. So. And it's challenging because, again, back to the in-person thing, you know, a lot can be done, or yeah, it's a slippery one, because sure, you can take virtual trainings and all that sort of stuff. It's like taking a course online, no big deal. But if you're trying to develop and you know, manage a somewhat challenging employee, a lot of face-to-face time I find works better, because the message is delivered, you know, and received better. You can actually go out, do things and show examples, and you know, like you're basically mentoring them. And, but to not be able to get out and do that in person, absolutely, I think it has an effect on their development.
Oh, I think a big impact there. And I'll just add something else to it. And I was truly surprised the first time I heard it after doing significantly a lot of online training. But when you get into those, I'll call them team environments, apparently they don't have to flip on their camera.
Let's see, that's a hard no.
But you don't have a choice, because there's apparently privacy, you got to respect that, right? So I'll just say it's even more challenging from, let's say, a teaching perspective, right?
Yeah, and I think to your point, those that, you know, really want to do well will, you know, do what's needed to get out. But if I know there are people that truly do want to find an easy way, or they're not, you know, comfortable with getting back out there, they'll ride this trend as long as it lasts.
It should be an interesting, I'll call it a show to watch, to see how, because they're going to fight it, mm-hmm. How the, I'll call it a dialogue, yes, progresses and where it lands.
Yeah.
Because again, at the end of the day, we still have to go to work. We still have to support ourselves. And again, I'm one to say that life is more important than work. But again, it's an end to a means. It really is, right?
And so to hear something that, you know, it's a challenge for people to go back to working 5 days a week, like, that is an absurd statement, in my humble opinion. That should be the norm. But unfortunately, yeah, with all this adjustment, it's not.
So we're in a state of flux, and I'm trying to be impartial when I talk about this, but this whole working from home, it's only been in my life probably for the last 6 or 7 years, but it's never been a challenge like it has been today.
No, I switched to working from home about 14 years ago, And it was a massive struggle out of the gate. I missed the interaction with, you know, my coworkers and people and whatnot. But, you know, you have to be very disciplined, you know, to be hyper effective and, you know, productive at home while working there. So
what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go through some pros of working from home and then some cons of working from home. And at the end of the day, I think I just really want the listeners to listen and make up their own mind what they think is the best. And I guess the best way to put it, what they think would be the best for them.
Sure.
Because, I mean, we both have our opinion on how that should work, but no commuting to work.
You're right. I always say if I'm late for work, if there's a rollover of a dog in the hallway.
Greater independence.
And I, you know what, I'm not going to lie, I valued that when I first started working from home because if the kids need to be picked up from school or there's a school play or whatever, you could build that in your schedule, but yeah.
Increased effectiveness and productivity. And I think that deserves a little bit more explanation because if that truly is a pro, what it means is that I can go ahead and put my nose to the grindstone. I've got my focus. There's no interruptions there.
Right. So you essentially are much more productive.
Save on expenses.
Mm-hmm.
You can work from anywhere.
Well, especially with virtual backdrops now.
Yeah, virtual. You have no idea where you are.
Yeah.
Improve technical skills. So there's a developmental benefit. Mm-hmm. Whether that adds to the preferred output, I'm not quite sure about that, right? So now this one too, healthier lifestyle, it means a lot of focus too.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the time is there for you to actually, let's say, go for a walk,
yeah,
go to the gym, then you should be doing that. And that's easier said than done, right?
Yeah, so, you're not going out to eat or stopping off for Starbucks or going out for lunch.
Here's one, and I love this one. Less time spent in meetings. And the last job that I had where I was going to the office every day, I think there was more meeting rooms in that building than there were. Everybody was going to a meeting. I'm thinking, well, how does anything get done if you're going to meetings, right?
So sometimes people schedule meetings just for the sake of meeting, and we'll follow it up with another meeting.
Just to make sure we got it right the first time.
Exactly.
Yes. Improved communication. Now, again, looking from an impartial point of view, if I'm working from home, I have to be quite clear about my communication. I'll say what it is that my expectations are, what it is that I'm going to be doing so I can speak to my supervisor. Here are my goals this week. This is what I want to accomplish. And even to the point where at times I'll just send an email at the beginning of the week. This is what I'm going to be doing.
Right.
Whether I hit those marks all the time, it doesn't really matter because it becomes a point of discussion. Hey, look, you're still not hitting this mark. This is where your focus needs to be. And that's the way it should be anyhow, even if you're at the offense.
Goal setting.
It's goal setting. Now, the cons. This one, reduce human interaction. Can you imagine that?
That's a tough hit. That one, I don't think people fully realize the impact that one has.
I'll share with you an email that supervisor sent out probably about a month ago, realizing that, you know, our team is spread out literally across the country and inviting us to hook up with those people that are in our area.
Mm-hmm.
But that itself is not an easy task. However, the sentiment is fantastic. Mm-hmm. The realization is that whole team environment cannot thrive by a Teams meeting alone.
No, not at all. There needs to be in-person contact and coaching for sure.
Harder to stay healthy. Now, think about that for a sec. Healthier lifestyle, harder to stay healthy.
Interesting.
Now, that's got to be totally subjective, as far as I can say. Right? A less productive work environment, and the door is open for that.
Yes. Yeah, working from home, no matter what the scenario, does require a certain amount of discipline, whether it's, like you had just said, dedicating yourself to specific times or letting everybody else in the house know that you're not to be interrupted, you know, between this time and this time, so you can get your work done.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to say, do you realize I do have to work?
Yeah. I would love to help you, but I have a meeting.
Well, the great thing about it now, at home, you have any meetings today? So even at home, I'm sure my schedule, so that would actually a pro rather than a con, because everybody knows, okay, if I got a meeting from this time, I basically need quiet in the house, right? So it works. Work-life imbalance. And you know how in the past they used to say, well, you don't want to take your work home with you.
Surprise.
Surprise. We're living that reality where the work is literally where we live.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not a happy place as far as I'm concerned, right?
It's not. And, you know, a lot of companies will allow you to blend your personal cell phone with your work cell phone. And I'm not an advocate for that, because at the end of the day, you should be able to take that work phone, put it in your office with your laptop and close the door and then see it. But some people will, you know, through the night, check emails and whatnot. And I think that's where the imbalance starts to happen.
And who monitors that? And how is your, like, literally your manager going to know that that's going on?
Yeah.
They have no idea. And it's not something that's contrived or something to, you know, like take you away from work. It just, I would say, would happen naturally.
Mm-hmm.
But it needs, first of all, you have to be honest with yourself if you're in that situation. And you probably would want to reach out to your manager and say, hey, this is what I'm struggling with now. Any suggestions, right? So potential to overwork, especially if you're single. Especially if you're single.
I would agree. Is that a bad thing?
We're talking about overworking or being single, just to be clear. Yeah.
That's a slippery slope.
Either or. Home office expenses, depending on who your employer is, that could be a con for sure. Because if you have to set up a home office that you didn't have before, that's going to cost you some money.
Sure. Now, you would like to think that your employer would cover that cost if you're mandated to stay home. So.
Yeah. Now, excessive traveling. Now, think about what you said, and I'll explain this to put this in context.
Mm-hmm.
Because what were you saying about the pro about that? You could do a little bit of work and go have some meetings?
Sure. Yeah. Like you have pockets of time that you're close to home. So yes, little errands, dry cleaning, groceries, or whatever can be a thing.
So excessive traveling, if I was in a, let's say, central office building, those people that I would need to see, I would either invite them to my office, and you can't do that really at home.
No.
So you have to go out and see them. So that's with the excessive traveling.
Gotcha.
Right.
So, so there's less common time in a single facility.
Yeah. So it makes like a little bit more challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Now, keep in mind, I mean, we could talk about the pros and cons about working from home, but at the end of the day, as we began this conversation, I guess the bigger question is, what is the purpose of you being at work, if not to be productive, to develop yourself, to contribute to that team environment? I don't know.
Yeah, that is a puzzling question. Not to phrase it that way.
Well, you know, the thing about it was never something that you would think about, because you get tired and you'd be all excited. I get to go to work. I'm working 9 to 5, 5 days a week, and I got my weekends. And now, there's no boundaries there with respect.
No, I can carve time out of this day during the day and this day during the night. Yeah, it's a scary time.
It's a scary time. Oh, and speaking about scary time, there's that music that's telling us that this episode has come to an end. If we are truly beginning to focus on a life-work balance, then working from home will contribute to that. In either way, it has to be managed effectively to ensure literally the job gets done. Keep this in mind. Not everyone will be able to work from home. And you have to be honest with yourself if you're one of these people. Be prepared to have limited social interaction when working from home. Important to keep a routine and be disciplined about your work hours. Now, how many times have we talked about that? Because that is so important.
Absolutely.
Make sure that you take breaks and look after yourself if you work from home. And that gets back to that con of, you know, just overworking. Work. Find a place you can work with little or no distraction. Any other comments you want to add on there, Manuel?
There's a whole lot of aspects to working from home that, opened everybody's eyes. But at the same time, I guess it's what you take out of it. It can be great or it can be a hindrance. But
well, let's see where the dust settles, and I'll just say it this way: I hope everybody lands in their happy place with this. But it's going to be a challenge for sure.
Yeah, as long as it's a 5-day weekend.
Remember to take advantage of the moment, for the moment takes advantage of you. To learn more about eWalkabout, please visit us at eWalkabout.ca.